You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back to Big Wigs, everybody. We are live in a new studio. We are just studio hopping right now. I feel like we're dating. Like we're
not hopping. It's speed dating, but
it's a lot.
Podcast level, yes.
It's like we're nomads again, and it's like we're every week we look at a new apartment, mm-hmm. and we're like, oh, do we feel comfortable?
Right.
Can we make this happen? But I'm happy to be here. This feels very like we never recorded at a table. Don't you feel very...
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're almost hosting. We're like, and this is what we think about this. I need my political flashcards here.
Yeah, I feel like... Dre, tell me, are you feeling... You're so far away. Are you feeling okay today? How are you?
Oh, well, after the Commanders lost last week... I feel much better. I'm refreshed.
Good.
And we broke dry Jan.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
What'd you break it with?
I broke it with, of course, a dirty dry martini.
I sound like I'm like, what'd you break Passover with? Like, what'd you have?
What'd you break fast?
Yeah.
And listen, did I drink during dry January?
A martini's the way to go when you got to break it.
Martini's the way to go. And let me tell you, although I did drink 4 days in January, I...
But we forgot about them.
We forgot. And for me, that's still doing really well.
Yeah.
And I did feel amazing during January. I felt very healthy. I was, you know, working out. I felt like I was sleeping good. But I will say that once you get back on the wagon, you're drunk after two drinks.
Yeah. It's like you got to build up your intolerance.
Sweetie.
Again. Your tolerance, not intolerance.
Your tolerance.
I
yeah.
Guess, yeah.
Some might say I was a lightweight.
Wow. She a lightweight now.
I know. But it's over. So I am going to try to, you know. Hold back a little bit. You know, I don't need to drink. I'm learning.
She's growing. She's learning. We went to brunch and...
We went to brunch.
We were greeted with champagne because that's what happens when you go to brunch with us.
Yeah, of course. Well, that was all thanks to you.
That was pretty baller. That was actually thanks to my friend Jada who hooked it up. But... Yeah, no, I was like, February 2nd, I guess we can do this now with dry. I didn't keep dry January.
But you are healthy with your alcohol intake. You're very poised with it.
Well, you know what? It's sort of a medical issue. You know what I mean? Like, I'm funny drunk, but my stomach is just, it's like unpleasant. You know what I mean? So I'd rather be like lightly drunk and feel okay, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
be able to like walk, you know, eat, manage, than like be in crippling pain.
So 1 to 2 cocktails is the limit and it's good.
That's all I have.
Yeah. And that's health. That's good. You see this?
I mean, I guess. You know, I'm an emetophobe. Also, I was the loser who left every college party early because if people started drinking too much, I was afraid they were going to throw up. And God forbid, I am in like a 6 mile radius of someone who's getting sick. Like, that's the end of the world for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, shout out to our friend Danielle Sepsi. Learned she's also emetophobic.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you don't meet so many of them, you know?
Did you guys discover this together? You were explaining to her your phobia, and she was like, wait, I as well am scared of vomiting.
There was something I said, and she was like, oh, I can't handle, like, stuff like... I think I mentioned that, like, my dog threw up when I separated them the other week, because we were talking about our dogs, and I was like, and I can't really handle that, you know, my dog... I have a and she's like, wait, I have it.
That's... Oh, she did know. Okay.
And I was like, wait, what? And we, you know, it was a really nice bonding moment over our traumatic... you know, phobias.
No, that's good. But we do love Danielle. She's a chef and you made some content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely go follow her. Hungry Gnome, right? That's her bakery.
Yeah. Wildly successful.
Congrats on mostly making it through dry Jan. Because I know was tough. I know it's tough being in a city, going to events, going to stuff, going to shows, going out with friends and being like, oh, I guess I got to like go to a birthday party. And you have to be like,
I have to separate. People will only think I'm fun if I'm drinking. That's, I think that in my mind, I had that such a big.
Are you drunk right now? I think she's so fun right now.
I don't know why. It was always, I just equated that or I associated drinking with fun and parties and socializing. And so I just had to break that I guess, mindset.
Yeah.
And I've successfully done that. So
good.
Now I'm able to have fun without it. And,
yeah, just do harder drugs, Dre. It'll be fun.
Yeah, right. We're shrooming, we're beezing, whatever we're doing.
Remember when I told you my dad was like, you haven't tried cocaine? And I was like, no. And he's like, you should. He goes, you shouldn't because it's so fucking fun. You will never not want to do it. And I was like, thank you to my sober father for delivering me that really, you know, educational message.
What you always think you're going to hear from your dad.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like being sober, sober curious, it's definitely something that is more popular now. People are exploring.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's everywhere. Every restaurant, every bar has like their like, you know, zero proof cocktails. Like it's so that's like a moment right now.
Yes. And for some reason, it is good. There's a cast member from Summer House. Don't know why I'm blanking, but he's fully sober. And I talked to him behind at the charity show. And I was like, you know what? Love what you're doing, man. I think it's really, really cool. And he went all into his whole journey and he was really willing to talk about it. And I said, how cool is that?
Most sober people are. Especially if they're in AA.
They want you to know.
I mean,
yeah. They want you to know.
They like it.
But we do have a lot to celebrate this week. You know, your Eagles are coming up on this weekend. We've just had the Grammys. We have a lot going on.
We have a lot going on. Also, the groundhog predicted 6 more weeks of winter as if he wasn't going to. Like,
yeah, I don't even listen to that little furry fuck anymore.
I love Groundhog Day, but I was like, there's no fucking way that the groundhog's going to give us like good news after that January. You know what
Never.
I mean? Like, people were like shocked about it. I'm like, guys, the groundhog said 6 more years of January. Okay.
I would die. Send me off. But he did see his shadow, which means longer winter, right?
Longer winter, yeah. Also, did you see the news about the groundhog? I don't know if you saw this.
Our dear friend Phil?
What happened? Punxsutawney Phil actually is a grandpa. So they announced that for the first time ever, he's a grandfather.
Oh my God, he's old. How old is he?
I don't
know. How long do groundhogs live?
Forever, I guess. You know, they're like turtles. I have no fucking idea. But he's a grandfather now. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did he just find out with us? He's like, wait a minute. I have kids. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they've showed the grandbabies on the Groundhog Day. And they were like, meet your grandchildren. It was a beautiful moment. No, but it was also like, no wonder he won 6 more weeks of winter. This guy fucks, you know?
This guy is busy.
He got grandkids. He's got probably multiple wives, multiple families.
Yeah.
You know? It wasn't one grandchild. It was grandchildren.
Phil's a damn dog. We always knew this.
So like, yeah, if I had the option to be like, everybody let out and go into spring, or like, let's just like fucking stay in bed and like, you know, do it for a little while longer. I get it.
I always said Phil gives off big dick energy. It's Phil. It's Punxsutawney.
Big Phil.
Big Phil energy.
Big Punxsutawney dick energy. I don't know what it is. Oh, I love that.
Back in the day, we used to say big Boeing energy. Remember you and I? Now we can no longer talk. We never looked at Boeings the same because Boeings are like all the way effed up.
Yeah, no, they crash every day now. No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually not a funny subject. But we used to say big Boeing energy. We're changing it to big Phil energy.
I love that. Big Phil energy.
Big Phil.
People will be like, Phil who? I'm like, just
don't worry. Ho?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You don't know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know about Phil.
Big Phil energy. You know, we have merch, I'm going to make that sweatshirt. And people will be like, what?
No. You know, we could sell merch at our upcoming show.
Oh, what a segue, Gray. Wow.
Listen, they don't hire me for this.
What a segue. Yeah. Okay, we have multiple shows, but let's plug ours first.
Yes.
March 5th at City Winery. Loft. We are going to be doing this show live. Mm-hmm. We've got impressions. We're going to have some people stop by. It's going to be a fun night. And City Winery is a classy place. Come have some food, have some wine. You know, we're not in a fucking basement. Yeah. We're in the loft. Okay.
We performed in basements, though.
We're in the loft.
We're in the loft today.
I think it's going to be great. March 5th, it's part of the Knockouts Festival. So that's an all-female festival. So if you don't come, I guess you don't support
women. Women.
I don't know.
That's awkward for you.
So weird. Yeah.
That's not big Phil energy.
And before that, we've got shows we are doing. We're going on the road.
No, seriously, we really are.
We're going on the road with Heather McDonald.
Yes. Juicy Scoopers.
Queen of the juiciest scoop there is. And I'm so excited. We're going to be doing.
I'm so excited. We're starting in, New York.
New York City, February 14th. Woo! Heard of it? Fucking Valentine's Day. Okay.
That's your guys' plans.
Leave your mans and come to the Palladium in New York City. We're going to be doing some characters with Heather.
Which is going to be so unhinged. You guys know Heather is like kind of the OG. She always did impressions.
Always. And if you know her Drew Barrymore, because I think most people do, like it's pretty iconic. And so she's going to be interviewing us as Drew Barrymore. I don't want to give too much away, but there will be other, you know, I think maybe there might be a Kardashian moment. There might be, you know, whatever. You're going to have to come and find out. But we're at the Palladium on the 14th. And then where are we in D.C.?
And we're taking a little train to the District of Columbia. And that will be at the Lincoln Theater.
At the Lincoln Theater. And then we're in Red Bank, New Jersey.
We're here for our Jersey people. Let's go.
Oh, my God. On February 16th.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a little hop, skip, jump. New York, D.C., Jersey.
Because that's how we do. And that's what
we do. We were chatting with Heather yesterday. We were on a call, which, by the way, was a very long, fun call. It was like
so fun.
It's over an hour.
Can't
and
wait.
We're chit-chatting. She's like, we're planning out our stuff. And it was just so funny to hear what she thought would be funny. She's like, and what do you guys think? We're like, anything you say, we think it's funny.
It's her show.
It's her, yeah. Like, I mean, tell us where you want us.
But it's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited for it. There might be a Ilaria moment, you know, like.
There better be.
She loves the stage.
oh my God, of course.
She loves the spotlight though.
I was sad she wasn't at the Grammys. She should have been at the Grammys.
I don't know. She might have gotten, you know, tomatoes thrown at her at the Grammys.
I do feel the amount of hate she gets. I don't think it's
a lot
that warranted.
No, but please. Also, you know, I get it. I get it on both sides.
Yeah.
Right. Can I plug one more show?
Plug away.
I haven't officially announced it yet, but I am going to be in New York City doing a solo show on April 1st. That's a far
April
away.
Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day. So like when you show up, it might not fucking happen, but it might.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be at Joe's Pub on April 1st. It's a Tuesday night. I need all my peeps to show up and show out.
We're there.
Great. Also, I wanted to give you the tea on Broadway. You know, I see a show every week. I saw Gypsy. Course.
Hit us up with the Broadway news. Okay.
I saw Death Becomes Her last week. Ugh. Iconic. Everyone go see it. So fun. You will laugh your ass off. Okay. I saw Gypsy this weekend with Audra McDonald, Queen of Broadway. Amazing cast, amazing performances.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, it's a dated show. It's an older show. I mean, it's a revival.
Okay.
Clearly. I saw it with Patti LuPone also, like back in the day.
Okay. Well, that's
like 08.
Iconic.
Or whatever.
You can't.
I know. Audra was great, though. She really acted the shit out of it. She was great. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm going to give you guys the, you know, in the theater world, right. This is the drama right now. Will Nicole Scherzinger take the Tony or will Audra McDonald take the Tony? Because I really think the race comes down to these two powerhouses.
Of course. Who do you think deserves it more considering they've been in the industry longer?
Well, Audra has the record for the most Tonys.
Okay.
She's like, you know, she's one.
Okay.
And I think she's warranted. I mean, like, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this year, after seeing both of the shows, Nicole deserves the Tony.
Ooh. But
I'm just predicting it here.
This is her first, right?
Her first Broadway show.
Yeah.
First show, going to be her first Tony. I mean, she, I don't know. I just, you know, it's hard. It's hard when you've seen Gypsy before. I mean, I hadn't seen Sunset Boulevard before, so maybe that's why I went in, like, cold, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the best thing I ever saw.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. But, you know, I know no one really gives a shit except for me, but for the Tonys
we
this
give
year,
a shit, Anna.
I'm predicting it now. Okay, we'll see if I'm right in June.
Okay.
Because they haven't announced, like, Tony noms or anything.
And when do they announce the Tony noms?
No idea. But
when they do come out, sometimes we'll see those names.
Sometimes before June.
Well, I always say people are like, what's fun to do in New York? It's hands down number one, eat and go to a show.
Yeah. Dine and entertainment. You
yeah, exactly.
The best.
That's
and if anyone ever needs recs from us, like, hit us up. You know, I'm good at that.
She's so good at that. I will give you kudos to the day that I hit the box.
Because when someone's like, where should I eat in New York City?
Yeah.
My first thought is, okay, what area?
Which, where are you going
to
be?
Because, right. Like, you're not going to fucking, I'm not going to, like, you know, Upper West Side if I have something I have to do in the Lower East Side. Like, no, that's another continent, you know?
Right. You can get there in 20 minutes or less. 30 minutes, maybe. That's what
I will say.
York, but.
Yeah. I'm not as good with, like, South Brooklyn because I live in North Brooklyn. So, mm-hmm. Like, I don't know as many restaurants down there because I don't go there often. Like, I'm closer to the city than I am, like, further
right.
South. But
she's really good with, remembering the names. I got a lot up here, but it's never the names of the restaurants. I'm like, oh, I had a pork belly sandwich, but it's at this place that's on the corner of, I don't know, there's a Duane Reade. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can Google it and find it out.
Totally.
Which happened to us yesterday. You were like, remember that place that starts with an I? And it took me a minute. I was like, I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it.
Uh-huh.
I Googled it. It was E. Sodi. Amazing pasta place, right?
Amazing, right.
I mean.
All I had to do was tell you that there was like a 16-layer lasagna.
20-layer lasagna. Yeah. And I was like,
right.
Hold on one second. My brain is just, it takes a little longer, you know?
Yeah.
But it made it there.
That's, no, that's a good place.
Did you eat any good meals this week?
We're taking those big wig bites.
I did want to say our big wig bite section is brought to you by Cocktail Club.
Okay.
24th Street Flatiron. We had these incredible, it was a rich bologna pastrami sandwich. These are all the
I thought you were going to say a rich bologna like drink because you said Cocktail Club.
Yeah, you're right. I did mislead that. That was misleading.
And I was like, I don't know, Dre. You're watching too many TikToks of those fucking,
you know, the whitewashed mozzarella martini. That actually sounds kind of good.
They're also like, check out this French onion soup martini. And I'm like, no one wants to fucking drink that.
That's taking it too far.
Too far.
We've crossed over the threshold of insanity. That's too much.
Okay. So you had
this was pork belly skewers and then also a like super rich pastrami bologna sandwich, but it was seared on on both sides, kind of like a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. It was a remake on a Reuben, grilled, delish. I thought it was absolutely incredible. And then the pork belly skewers had a pear and this rich maple syrup on them. Absolutely phenomenal. It's Cocktail Club. It's a really hidden door, but it's right next to a wine bar. And if you just see a guy outside with dreads, just be like, can I go to the Cocktail Club? And he'll let you right in.
Cute. Okay.
We arrived there. We were trying to get into the wine bar. And the guy was like, you trying to go to the Cocktail Club? I go, where's that? He opens a random door and he's like, come downstairs. We either got killed or we're going to have good cocktails.
I love a speakeasy.
I love a speakeasy. It's really cool.
It's the best.
You know? So we got to go there.
You've ever been to Please Don't Tell?
No.
That was like the OG one. I think it's still there. It could be closed. I have no idea. But it's like, you know, Criff Dogs and on St. Mark's. Yes. And you go down and then you go into the phone booth and you like knock. I mean, you need a reservation now probably, but you like knock.
And then
the door opens and you're in like this like taxidermy heaven or hell, depending on who you are.
Yeah. Do you like taxidermy? Do you want taxidermy?
Oh, God. I wish I could have stuffed Bobby Flay. Kept him on my wall. That sounds crazy, right? If you're just tuning in, I had a dog for 14 years named Bobby Flay.
It's just a Bobby Flay actual head.
Yeah. Oh, that angel. That would be so fun. But no, I don't think I'd want taxidermy. Would you?
Depends on the animal. Maybe like a really rare bird.
Oh,
would be cool.
Okay. I was going to say like maybe a white pony, you know, like a big one.
Girl, where are you putting this taxidermy pony?
Girl. In my foyer. Okay.
Duh. Yeah. No, that actually be kind of a flex. I would always want like a tiger or like a really cool white snow leopard.
I love that.
But then I just think about the animal and I go, is that sad? I don't know. But it'd be a flex.
Speaking of white ponies, we got to get into these Grammys, okay? We got to get into the Pink Pony Club.
That is where my head went, to Pink Pony Club.
I know. I just pictured Chapel like up on the pony. Okay, we got to get into it. First of all, I thought overall amazing show, right?
I did. You know, how many times, though, were they going to talk about how many donations they had collected? Every goddamn 5 minutes. And now we've got received from Bank of America. I go, okay.
I felt like they were very worried about celebrating nonsense awards. You know what I mean? Right. Like
while there was something
in LA, while people have like no fucking homes, literally, I get it. You know, there were probably artists who lost their homes who were like not there, who were like, fuck this year. I lost my fucking home and I didn't get nominated. Like, I hate everything.
Get it. Yeah.
So I get it. You know, like it was a fundraising event, like because remember they were like the Grammys are not rescheduling, but they're going to be a fundraiser. But yeah, it wasn't like, I mean, I'm going to say Trevor Noah was not my favorite host.
He did what a host came to do, which is really just make the announcements.
Yeah, his jokes weren't there. You know, it's tough coming off the high of Nikki. Like she was so funny and like. I don't know. I just kind of wished it was a little more
punchier,
fun, you know, it was business.
That's how I felt, too.
And he's a comedian. So I'm like, did he not have like joke writers or was he just like, let's just get this over with.
Let's just talk about who's donating. We've reached $7 million. That's really what I got. But it was such a long show. To me, sometimes I go, OK, I can't with the.
I know it was such a long show, but I listed all the stuff. Who are your favorite performances?
Well, not in any particular order, but Benson Boone gave a little flip. I loved the Michael Jackson tribute that Janelle Monáe did.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was incredible. She was giving it to us.
It was in the Quincy Jones tribute.
Quincy Jones tribute, yes.
I guess he wrote that song or produced that song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He might, obviously. Yeah. My head didn't go there. I was just like, wow, oh, my gosh. She's giving us the Michael Jackson performance of her lifetime. I thought it was amazing. And then I'm forgetting others. Definitely Chapel Roan was really, really fun. She is a performer.
She is. And you know what? I love that she didn't do a medley because she could have. She has so many hits. I was like, she went with the fucking strongest song.
Yeah.
She gave the world Pink Pony Club, which is all we wanted. You know?
Of course.
She's not getting on that stage to do the Hot to Go dance. She was like, uh-uh.
Come on now.
I'm doing Pink Pony Club because it's the LA song.
Right. Where she wrote it. And then, of course, Doechii.
Doechii was so good.
Girl. That makes me want to wear face tape all the time. I want to sleep in face tape.
She was so good. Yeah. I got to be honest. I don't know her music that well. I know her. I knew that she was like up and coming and like ever, you know, she's been like the talk of the town. But her performance and the dancers were like another level. That was
incred.
So good. The whole schoolgirl like moment when they like.
Yeah.
And then she like ripped it off and was like, I'm fucking jacked. And I was like, oh, my God.
No, she's really. She's like that girl.
So talented. Her speech when she won for...
I cried.
It's so funny. Didn't you think... I was like confused when she was like, only two artists have won it. I'm sorry. And then I was...
Three.
And then she's talking about herself. I was like, oh, because I felt bad at first. I was like, oh no, she missed someone.
Right, right. Like, no, I'm on the list now. Damn. Yeah, I cried at her speech, and then Alicia Keys, because I love Alicia Keys.
I love Alicia Keys.
But tell me your favorites.
I mean, I loved Chapel Roan. I loved, who else did I love? Okay, Benson Boone, didn't even know like what he looked like. And I was like, okay, I have a crush on him. Like, we were all like, whoa. He like ripped his outfit off and became like Harry Styles chic, right?
He's such a mixture of like a bunch of different celebs that
yes,
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun, right? From the flip onward.
Yeah. No, seriously. I love that.
I'm trying to think who else I like. I liked Sabrina Carpenter. I thought it was like,
oh, of course.
I thought it was a cool, like, you know, she did that little jazzy, like elevatory version of Espresso. And she did comedy, you know, she's like,
I know.
They fell down the stairs. And then like,
my
it was
cane.
Like, it was like burlesque. It was really cute. I thought it was cute. I'm a fan of hers, but I'm not like, I think I die for Chapel. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
That's my list. I like Janelle Monáe. I thought she was really good. I don't know. You know, that was like, it felt like random in that whole like tribute, but it was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else?
I didn't know. I was just shown off by the flashy display. I go, oh my God. She ripped it off.
That's- I thought not enough Gaga for me. I mean,
Well, she released her music.
She
video,
released the music.
Abracadabra.
Right. That was like in the middle of like a yogurt commercial. No, all of a sudden it like popped up. I was like, wait.
Is this a commercial?
What yeah. Because I was behind like 15 minutes. So yeah. I'm fast forwarding. And then I was like, wait, is this the show? And it was still not the show, but it was like cool drop, right?
It was really cool.
The song was amazing. Abracadabra.
Which... I gotta say, if somebody was like, hey, let's make a song, I wanna do it kind of around like Abracadabra Magic, I'd be like, ew, lame-o. But the way she did it, I was like, this is so fucking catchy.
Do you think anyone says ew, lame-o ever to Lady Gaga?
She'll never. Be
like, guys, I wanna just like float like a ghost.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're gonna like drop blood all over my face. And then I'm gonna sing this like iconic pop song. And they're like, wow, I've never thought of anything more creative
more iconic.
Than that.
Yeah. No, truly.
She's a visionary.
She is. And I was thinking how cool it is. You know, when stars get really, really big, they get a little lazy sometimes, you know, like they don't think that doing a fun drop or using their social, maybe when they're new and fresh. But I feel like Lady Gaga has never lost that part of her.
Oh, yeah.
As a performer, she wanted to drop it. She posted it on our social and then she made this really cool music video and she still uses her art and she's so creative still.
Yeah.
Like years and years doing this.
She's never going to let us down.
Never. Do you remember watching the first oh my God, one of her most popular songs when we were little was... When we were little, I just remember watching it on MTV before school, the music videos.
Yeah. TRL, I watched after
Poker
school.
Face.
Poker Face is iconic.
When she came out with the music video, I was glued to the television, unlike I'd ever watched a music video before. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I remember it so vividly in my head.
And it's just crazy to think how many hits since then.
Yeah.
It's
Telephone,
so cool.
Her and Beyonce, that music video.
I actually so SoulCycled to that the other day.
It's still relevant to this day.
It is. I went to a SoulCycle class. You'll love this. It was Beyonce versus Lady Gaga versus Britney versus... there was one other artist and now I can't remember. But Rihanna. It was mostly Rihanna. I was like, I obviously get who the instructor's favorite is. and
not
as,
favorites, but
as she should be. Why not? But I was like ready for all four. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was like, they gave me like half a Britney song. And I'm like, out of 45 minute class... Hello.
Yeah.
I could use like one at least.
Let's mix it up a little bit.
And he picked Slave for You, which is like not, you know, the sing, not one I'm going to sing to, you know?
Right, I mean? right. It's not going to get you up on that bike.
You ever hear anyone sing I'm a Slave for You and sound good? Like, no.
I cannot belt that out. I can't. I have to be honest. Like, I really can't.
And Doechii was one of my favorites too, obviously.
Of course.
That was a really good performance. I'm trying to think of like what others, they all were great. I really didn't think there was like a weak moment.
Weak link? No, there really wasn't.
Like in terms of performances? No.
Yeah, no. Stevie Wonder.
I stopped the screen when Taylor Swift handed Beyonce.
Oh, it felt like the earth was healing.
Cowboy Carter. Like when she was like, Cowboy Carter. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to be on stage together.
Yeah.
Are they going to hug? And Beyonce went right in for the hug.
Yeah.
Like they were both really nice, you know? Yeah. And if Taylor was excited to give it to her, I was like, this is a moment right now. The two queens of music.
Mm-hmm.
On stage together. And then did you see when Taylor toasted Jay-Z at the end?
Yes, I did. I really thought that was like a full healing moment. You know what I will say? Taylor is such a supporter of the arts in general.
Yeah.
She was dancing to Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. You know that whole little, she was cheers in with Jay-Z.
Yeah. She's all in she's good spirits.
Yeah.
She really was wearing her little
tee on her thigh.
Leg chain tee, you know, giving the people a little. Jared's like, of course she's wearing red for the Chiefs. And I was like... Okay. Okay. Look at Jared, yeah, like getting up on the Taylor Swift lore, like of it all. Like he's like, yeah, he's like, I've read the blog. She was going to wear red for the Chiefs. I'm like, what? No, you didn't. So funny.
A little tea. Right.
She is a big supporter. I'm trying to think of what other moments we loved and we needed last night. The Beyonce meme of the night, right?
Like that she won?
Did you meme it? I got really into it because I saw all the memes on Twitter.
Yours was really funny.
I said, this is me when my dad texts me. Because means like death or like.
Because why is dad texting?
Dad doesn't text.
No.
I spoke to him yesterday. You know when you go to your phone to like call, like when I go to call my mom, like if I go to my calls.
Yes, recent.
The first one.
Yeah.
Right? Recent calls. Yeah. Thank you. My dad yesterday, it wasn't even in the scroll.
The only time I'd be calling my dad is when I can't reach my mom.
Yeah.
I call my dad and go, where's mom? That's it.
Same.
I got to go like way down.
But my mom wasn't there. So he was like, what's going on? And I go, do you know who Dochi is? And he's like, nah. And I was like, Chapel Roan? He's like, I don't know. I was like, I just quizzed him. And then yeah. I was like, are you going to watch the Grammys? He's like, yeah, your mom wants to. And I was like, okay, cool.
So I guess I will be. Ergo, I will be. Did you see Bethany Frankel? She goes, I'm not watching the Grammys because I don't care.
She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She only likes comedy. You know, she's over music.
She's over it. She's like, I don't think I ever really cared about the awards, but this, I'm over it. I don't care.
I love every award show. I love the live aspect of it. I love the clothing. I love the speeches. I love the competition. I don't know. I fucking live for it. You know that.
I know. You really do. And you always encourage me to watch them. I'm like, I guess I'll tune in.
Well, because I was like, what is our show going to be today? Aside from talking about, you know.
Punxsutawney Phil. Hello.
Punxsutawney fucking Phil.
He gets at least 5 minutes of our time.
Okay, wait. I have to say, red carpet was boring as hell. I hate to say it because they're all beautiful. They're all like nice journalists, but no one like is fun.
No inspo.
I was like, where's Heather also? I mean, maybe she had another job or something. I don't know. She wasn't on the carpet last night.
Because she's heading to tour.
But I was like, I really wish I was there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It should be fun.
Right, I know. And you know what? There's so many people they could put in there. You know what I mean? And there's so many awards. There's so much love to go around. So many opportunities to get booked. And I believe that you will be on that carpet.
I believe so, too. They play it so safe, you know?
I know.
They play it safe. You know, it's 2025. We can let loose a little bit, you know? We could get up there and, like, do some jokes, I think.
Yeah. Do you watch the full carpet?
I watch the whole carpet.
Damn, girl.
I always do. Because I like to see the outfits, even though I can just sign on Instagram and look at any fucking, like, you know.
Right. That's how I feel. Yeah.
But I watch it. I always watched it. And it just the interviews are just boring.
Like, yeah.
They're not even, I don't even think the artists are having fun. I'm like, give them something fun. Like, I'd be like, girl, this outfit is so fucking tight. Like, what do we eat today? And I, you know?
Right.
I want to know that real shit that we're all thinking at home. Like, how did you get in it? You know what I mean? Like,
it's like we want to hear the secrets.
You know?
Which they usually do with them. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, just like be fun.
But they missed it. But the Grammys isn't really, it's more like sparkle, glitz, glam. There's not an overall theme of it. So I think people just kind of come and.
Grammys are like punk rock, I think. Glitzy, edgy, wear a house on your head, Jaden Smith. You know, like, why not? Because it's the Grammys. You know what I mean?
What does that even mean?
Shove your head in a fucking house. I don't know. I have to look it up before I write my jokes about it because I was like, what if there's like a deeper meaning to this that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Jerry was like, I think it's a call to the White House. It's the Black House. And I was like, it is a Black House. But I don't know if he's going political statement on this Grammys red carpet.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was a reference to that at all.
I have no idea.
I kind of felt like we were doing like sock puppets and he was just coming out with, he's like, well, I'm going to be the house.
It was so weird. Yeah, that was strange.
But once again, like a interesting.
Did you have any looks that you loved?
I mean, crazy enough, I liked people that came out. They had different dresses, like when they were on stage. I loved, oddly, Shakira.
She looked great.
Like orange and black, but it was like this lace kind of thing.
Yeah, she looked cool. She always looks beautiful.
I mean, she does. Her sons, oh my God, her little boys are so cute. Yeah, her sons were so adorable. Loved Dochi's look. I thought Cardi B, I was like,
Cardi B looked amazing.
How does one's body even do that?
The tiger, like, sequins with the feathers. It was it was perfect for me. That was a Grammy glam rock. That was Grammys to a T.
That was
perfect. That was one of my favorites. I thought Sabrina on the carpet looked unreal. Like
she was paying homage to some 19.
She looked like Marilyn Monroe. Like she was just with the feathers, and it was like, and she had this big diamond back like necklace that like came down with a giant rock. I was like, that, she is rich. You know what I mean? That was.
Now I know that you're writing jokes as Joan, but can we get just a tad of Joan? Do you have any jokes that you could spare for us?
I thought the best dressed couple on that red carpet was Kanye West and his wife.
Joan.
Oh my God.
Be so for real right now.
No, I'm joking. She didn't wear clothes.
She wore nothing.
She wore nothing.
Were you insulted at all?
No, I mean, if I had tits like that, maybe I'd go around town wearing nothing too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I usually bring a picture in when I go to the doctor, but that was another level.
You're going
to
show them.
I feel like, you know, I loved it. I love Chapel Roan. I think it's amazing that we're really bringing back the clown, you know?
Yes.
The clown is due for a moment.
It really is.
Finally. She had a whole stage full of clowns. It was really a circus. It was really incredible.
If you're scared of clowns.
I'm trying to think who else is. Look, I mean, definitely Jaden Smith, you know.
The house.
I didn't understand it, but I loved it, you know?
Yeah.
If I had a father like Will Smith, who's maybe borderline violent, I'd maybe wear a house around my head, too. I don't know.
Protect your surroundings.
That's a joke I'm not supposed to put in.
Still working on that one.
According to my boyfriend.
Yeah. We're still working on that one.
I have like four. I don't know.
God, I wish Joan was on that red carpet.
Oh, she would have ate that up.
People also got so excited to see her. You know, now they come up and they're like, "Hi, you look beautiful." No,
I know.
You look beautiful.
I know.
Oh, how's your? Are you? Who's your? Who are you excited to see tonight? I don't know. I guess you know Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, same.
It was slow. It was easy. Yeah.
I was doing a lot of things where I was looking on my phone.
I'm not just trashing it because I want to be there. I want you to.
I'm not trying to advocate for myself as host.
Because, if it was John and Melissa, fuck, we would sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
You're
like,
right.
That was like effortless, funny, you know?
Yeah.
It was good. You were like, is she going to go there? Oh, she went there, and that's even better. Wait, speaking of red carpet, there was one moment I wanted to talk to you about. Did you see this babyface interview?
I did. It was actually very
cringe.
Cringe beyond.
Beyond.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with this.
Great. Okay, so we are back. So there was... Who is AP? American Political? I don't even know what AP stands for, but it's like
something press.
A media company.
Associated Press.
Associated Press. Wow. American Political. Just cancel me
what
now.
What the hell? What is NPR signing in here?
You know, you give me AP and it's like black and red. And I was like, I don't know. It's probably like some kind of...
American Politics?
Yeah. American Politics.
Your eyes.
These two girls, I'm sorry, but they do not deserve to be on that red carpet. They were terrible interviewers.
Yeah, that was the whole thing was cringe. And I know that it's a lot chaotic.
Of course.
And you got your producer in your one ear and you're trying to think of all the questions and people, the red carpet goes by so fast. But the way that this was handled, you got to do better.
It was so terrible. A producer should have stopped her on their own and fucking not done this to Babyface. These girls were interviewing Babyface, who is like... How many years has Babyface is like fucking in the industry for 40 years?
Right.
I don't know. Like early 90s. Like,
and he's in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah. And they're asking him a question. He's in the middle of a sentence. And then the girl doesn't even listen to him whatsoever and just starts going, Chapel, Chapel over here, Chapel Roan. And girl. he goes,
did y'all want to ask her a question?
Yeah. And they go, yeah. The other girl goes, yeah, so sorry, Babyface. Thank you so much for being here. And he walks away. And Chapel Roan, I believe, had no idea what was happening because there's a billion cameras and people in her face because she walked right up. I think if she saw that or if she sees it today, you know, she'd be like, what the fuck?
Why would you ever stop
Don't
that
do
legend?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was not cool. And then Chloe.
Yeah.
You saw Chloe. I mean.
Yeah, she came in to defend.
She was really on it. She really was. Yeah. I was like, are we going?
It's like, never disrespect Babyface like that again.
Yeah, that is her birth father.
Okay. Oh my God. Are we revealing secrets? That's like wild.
Well, why do you think she stood up? No, I'm kidding. I will never tell.
Yeah. Keep those secrets to yourself. In your one day when Kris Jenner release does a tell-all book, we'll know. We'll know who the father is.
There's a whole chapter. Chloe's
father.
Dad. Yeah, Chloe's father.
That's amazing. But it was disrespectful on a whole nother level. And then at the end, she says, I really just want to take a moment and I want to apologize for interrupting that interview with Babyface. And I go, girl, oof.
She said that?
Yeah, did you see the apology? She looked straight to camera. Both of the interviewers were there and she made like this
good for her.
A long apology.
She and a lot of artists last night were so good at using their platform. Like got up there, Chapel Roan, I'm standing there clapping because like health insurance is hard and I've had like great health insurance and then like shitty years of health insurance.
Yeah.
And it's like, she was like, I didn't have anything and you guys are a record label. Like, repping me
right
to create music for your label that you can make most of the money off of. You put out, you know, my name is on it, I wrote it. And she's like, and you don't give us basic health insurance? Like, and she used her first Grammy moment to say that. And I was like, that is fucking cool. I loved her for it.
And I appreciate that because at this moment, I actually don't think I have health insurance.
Shut up, Dre.
I think it got canceled, to be honest with you.
No.
I keep getting texts that are like, hey, time to enroll. Oh, but January is over now. So
you can still enroll, I think, in the marketplace. I think it's a rolling process.
This is a really big.
So Chapel Roan woke you up. Dre's like,
no,
wait,
she did.
Hold on one second.
Wait a minute. Actually, on that thought, do I have health insurance myself?
Oh, my God.
No, the system is so messed up.
It's so nice of her to like say that. And you know that the executives there. I'm like, wow, she'll always have health insurance from here on out from her record label.
Yeah.
You know,
she better.
We're not trying to get another Luigi Mangione or are we? No, we're not. But. It made you think.
Yeah,
and then who else spoke up? Oh, Lady Gaga got right up there when she won her Grammy and was like, I want to protect trans kids. Like,
it was.
Was it her who said that?
Yeah. With Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of shocking. You're like, whoa, she obviously wanted to make that statement.
Of course, as she should. She's won a fucking billion Grammys. She's like, yeah, like when you have all eyes on you in a big show like that, I think it is very cool when you can like hold it together and say something powerful and like meaningful that like everyone is just like cheering on. Yeah, I don't know. I loved it.
No, I do love when they use their platforms.
There were a couple others. Shakira was like to all of my like immigrant brothers and sisters, like who are getting fucking kicked out of this country. Like what? You know? And they're like, look at Shakira. She sees us. It was cool.
Ugh, I loved her performance so much. Today's actually Day Without Hispanics when all the Hispanic workers in a lot of DC restaurants, they're not coming to work today and they're being paid.
Oh, nice.
Just to show how much they are the backbone of the food industry.
Sure.
Grocery stores. They're picking our apples.
I love that. We should all have a 3-day weekend.
You know what? Let's enact that. Health insurance, more time off.
Jared was like, if Trump enacted 3-day weekends, like he would gain a lot more people. And I'm like, you're not going to vote for him if he gives you a 3-day weekend. He's like, I don't know. And I was like, shut up.
But it's a thought.
It's a thought.
You know?
I don't know.
Which is crazy.
Okay, wait. We have one more thing to talk about with the Grammys. The Kanye and Bianca moment.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Well, we just knew that this was coming. Heather McDonald even predicted it. She was like, somebody's going to be naked on the carpet. I don't know which show, but it's going to happen.
Oh, my God. I mean, she's already been naked on like lots of things. Like this is like not that new for her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want the SWAT team to go in and rescue her is basically what I think.
It was scary. It was kind of scary. They were standing there and then all of a sudden he like whispers something and she drops her coat and then she's backless, right? And she's like turns around and she like kind of gives a look to the camera and then she just fully turns around. And you're like, oh, the whole thing is sheer. Your entire body. All your parts are out,
which I believe in free speech. I believe you're able to make a statement. But this to me was just too much. And I also think that he is barking orders at her and we're blatantly watching it and nobody's doing anything about it. And
her face was almost like,
girl, blink once, save you're okay.
Me. Yeah. Save me. And then, you know, they got kicked out.
Well, that's what people are saying. But actually, they chose to leave the red carpet.
Really?
Kanye was like red carpet and we're out.
It was a stunt, I thought. And then I saw the police, though, in like a...
You did?
Yeah, there was like a photo, you know, like paparazzi caught a photo of them being escorted out. But it could have been their security team. You know what I mean? Like
that too.
That could have been like what I thought, what people were like, that's the police.
The police, right. There's all these storylines that get swarmed around. And I don't know what's true or not.
Because she got dressed for the after party. She was in photos at the after party. She's in a... Dressed, I mean, she's in like a see-through black bathing suit.
Yeah, basically. Whatever they put on. I don't even know. It's not fashion to me.
It's like what? It was crazy. I will say,
are her breasts real?
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know if anyone has.
It's crazy,
right? Are you born with a body like that? I don't think so.
Yeah, But I just don't get it.
But work is good these days, you know? The work is good.
It's hard to know what's real, what's not.
It really is.
Because those tits are like symmetrical.
I looked at someone on the red carpet, like Sheryl Crow, mm-hmm. who's been around forever.
Yeah.
I don't know how old she is. She looks amazing. Like whatever little work she's had over the years, you know, she's taking care of her skin. She's, you know, like she's like tight, but like not in a I've had plastic surgery way. She just looks so natural and pretty. I kept saying, I was like, wow, she's had good work. Like
some good work.
And maybe she hasn't had any work and I'm just assuming, but I don't know. I don't know that you can age that great anymore without anything. Like a little.
I actually love when people of that height, that fame, stay natural because I think they're used to so much people getting work done.
Yeah.
So I was looking at Alicia Keys. I was like, finally, a natural, stunning face.
She's back to makeup, though.
She's back to makeup.
For sure.
But light. She doesn't have any filler. Like, it just reminds me, like, oh, maybe don't need to.
She's beautiful.
To all that, you know?
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Natural beauty.
There is something to be said for, and that is drink water.
Yeah, everybody goes, drink 1 liter of water a day. God, I suck at drinking water.
Anyway, that's all I got for the Grammys. Is there anything you want to cover today, my doll?
Grammys. Well, we've been slapped in the face with this Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively dramatic court case. The lawsuit's happening.
I'm so in 2026. It's like we're all gonna like
right.
People are gonna get married and divorced before this even happens, which is so crazy.
Yeah, these court cases get dragged out. But over the weekend, he released an entire website where he puts all of their text messages. This man made a website.
A URL.
He bought
the .com.
I think it's .com.
Is it like fuckblakelively.com? Like, what is
it? It's so, you would think that it's a regular website. I think it's called lawsuitinfo.com.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
And
isn't it?
Yeah, oddly, like, general.
The lawsuitinfo.com. And he puts in all the text messages. He puts in the text messages with the writer. She's kind of flirting the text messages.
Because that's probably her, like, defense, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd be flirty back too if someone was creeping me out, like just to play their game.
Right, right, right.
I don't know. I don't have a side either. Like, I feel like they both are wrong in certain ways in this.
Okay, I was going to ask you your opinion on it.
I don't really have
First of all, I didn't even see the goddamn movie.
Oh my God, I saw it. And honestly, I don't,
what's all the
happening,
hoopla?
Yeah, it's a great, they were great. They were like, you were like, whoa, this is intense.
Okay, so all this back and forth bullshit, it's worth it?
I don't know if it's worth it. The movie was good. Like, this doesn't even need to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, no.
In front of all of us.
Right. We're all sitting here like, what is going on? She's suing him. He's suing her. He's releasing their text messages.
Right.
It's just weird. I was reading through some of the court documents, which, by the way, it's if you go to this website, it's like, I could have made this on Wix.com. It probably was made on Wix.com. Shout out to Wix. But it's just three little buttons. And it's like the text messages, the lawsuit, which is like 200 pages of like all of this law jargon that I don't know.
Anything juicy in the text?
The texts were kind of flirtatious. He talked about getting a, what's it called, an intimacy coordinator?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I don't need one until we start shooting. He was like, okay, but I want to set up a meeting. So he's putting all of these like things out that he did ahead of the movie to get ahead of all of it. So you kind of want to side with him. Or is this a calculated thing to like take down Blake?
I don't know. I always liked Blake Lively, so I feel bad being like, yeah, he's right. But I have seen stuff where I'm like, he wasn't such a monster.
Right. And the texts were saying she, and
he's probably
anything,
also one of those guys, like I have guy friends like this and they know I'm in a relationship. I could be out with my boyfriend and them and
right,
they just will always flirt with me no matter what. That's just, that's who they are when it comes to like women, you know, if they're like, that's like their fallback. That's their game.
Right.
And so maybe he's that type of person where it's like all, you know, and she's like, I don't like this, but.
He could have withheld obviously some text messages, but what it looked like, I screenshotted one of them. It's really just all her. And then he emphasizes the text or likes them. But she's the one that's like, I'm so excited to work with you. She's praising him. And she's like snarky a little bit. And it's just, I'm like, wait, he's making her look really bad.
Weird.
If I'm being honest. But this one text, you're the absolute best. Thank you. And what you did inspired me. I love what we're going to do together. He just emphasized that message. And then she writes back this really long one all about, I can send you my pass at the roof or just read with you when we get together next week. She's using a lot of smiley faces. This is all from her. This is released. This is crazy to me that they released.
It's like, who cares? I'm so over it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, literally, the fires have happened. We've had two plane crashes, and yet they're like, want to see a text from the other person?
Like, it's like, he assaulted me.
Like, I'm like over it. Yeah. You know? They're both like rich, successful, hot people. Like, how bad do we have to feel?
No, seriously, I know. And they're both she's worth a lot.
And I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to discredit the fact that they have an argument or whatever, right. But why is it so public with everyone? Like,
I know.
It's like they're making money off of this. Like,
that is kind of what it feels like. Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I find it all weird. It was weird with, like, the Johnny Depp thing, too. It was like, why is this all so public?
Okay. Well, that I was really into.
I know. We all were. I was. But
this one I'm not as into as that one.
Yeah.
I just like to hear it.
But it's still weird because I feel like
people matter.
We don't know all these, like, stories. So it's like weird for them to just, like, splash it in our face every day.
We're getting bits and pieces of it. But I did watch this TikTok where it said Blake has fallen in love with most of her co-stars over the years, like Gossip Girl. Mm. And so they were saying actually she fell for him in this movie. And because he was not showing it back to her, that's why she went forward and was like, well, thank you. You
saw
him. Yeah.
Okay, wow, that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
That's a juicy take.
That's what I'm saying.
If I ever saw. Okay, well, guess what? I think this episode has to come to an end.
I know, because we have a lot of things to get to.
You know, it was a big Grammys week. We had fun. We got a lot to get to. I know we had another Ilaria moment, but we could save it for next week, go.
I think we will have to use it for next week, yes.
Yeah, you know, we will be back. How you say? Back in the studios.
You got it, Ilaria.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Gracias.
See you guys on Thursday. Make sure to grab tickets for our show, March 5th.
March 5th. Yeah, link in our bio and or either of our bios. And go spread the Big Wig love for us.
Big Wig's out.